Today from 1 Kings, Solomon prays for wisdom, and Matthew, Jesus teaches us to pray in this way: Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Our gospel is about God's wisdom lived out in humans. In Matthew 6, Jesus taught God's wisdom to his disciples. Pray then in this way, he says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we reflect on the reforming church, 1 Kings has a great reformation text. Solomon, with his great cunning and power, fights his way to the throne. He killed his competition to get there. He commanded house arrest to some and married the queen of Egypt. Politics and force are how he won the throne, but how can he keep it? Solomon reformed in a dream. The reformation of the people and the king happened simultaneously. When Solomon speaks to the God of Abraham asking for wisdom as he dreams. From 1 Kings, Give your servant therefore an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil. For who can govern this, your great people? End quote. Solomon asks for wisdom to govern the people, but he forgot about wisdom to govern himself. Solomon may be able to help the people, but will have difficulty governing himself, as Solomon finds out. Sometimes we will share wisdom with others, but are unable to see the wisdom in our own choices. Solomon messes up and cannot see his own faults and cannot control himself in personal desires. What does the story tell us about reformation? Maybe how the politics in our life can override the spirituality of our lives. We may need to give up things in the world to continue to reform the church. God's wisdom needs to be in our faith and church decision process. Solomon fails, but God remains with Solomon. God's wisdom to Solomon is for God's people and remains with God's people. In this text, we can hear for ourselves. Are we able to discern wisdom about our own sin and greed? We need community to discern wisdom for each other. Nevertheless, Solomon could not see his own mistakes or his own sin of gluttony, greed, and power. Solomon grew more powerful and wealthy, and he began to think he could do no wrong. Solomon was the example Samuel warned the people about earlier when they begged for a king. It is in the community that Jesus brings us wisdom and blessing. Solomon needed community because he could not govern himself or control the temptations of the world. Solomon had separated himself from God. From Proverbs, the fear and love of God is the beginning of wisdom. God opens the gate of wisdom to us through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Generous God, you gave your servant Solomon wisdom so that he might govern your people well. Grant us your wisdom so that we might perform our lives' duties with gratitude and wisdom. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the open gate of your righteousness and God's wisdom. Amen.